Blackstone Audio presents The Man in the High Castle by Philip K. Dick. To my wife, Tessa, and my son, Christopher, with great and awful love. Chapter 1. For a week, Mr. R. Chilton had been anxiously watching the mail, but the valuable shipment from the Rocky Mountain States had not arrived. As he opened up his store on Friday morning and saw only letters on the floor by the mail slot, he thought, "I'm going to have an angry customer." Pouring himself a cup of instant tea from the 5-cent wall dispenser, he got a broom and began to sweep. Soon he had the front of American Artistic Handicrafts Incorporated ready for the day, all spick and span with the cash register full of change, a fresh vase of marigolds, and the radio playing background music. Outdoors along the sidewalk, businessmen hurried toward their offices along Montgomery Street. Far off, a cable car passed. Children halted to watch it with pleasure. Women in their long, colorful silk dresses. He watched them, too. Then the phone rang. He turned to answer it. "Yes," a familiar voice said to his answer. Children's heart sank. "This is Mr. Tagomi. Did my Civil War recruiting poster arrive yet, sir? Please recall, you promised it sometime last week." The fussy, brisk voice, barely polite, barely keeping the code. "Did I not give you a deposit, sir, Mr. Chilton, with that stipulation? This is to be a gift, you see. I explained that. A client."
"Extensive inquiries," Chilton began, "which I've had made at my own expense, Mr. Tagomi, sir, regarding the promised parcel, which you realize originates outside of this region, and is therefore—"
But Tagomi broke in.
"Then it has not arrived?"
"No, Mr. Tagomi, sir." An icy pause.